Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to get a little bit of a perspective on what has happened in Japan with the earthquake and tsunami disaster. This from an agricultural perspective. Before we get there, I'd like to thank our sponsor for the Zimcast, and that's Growmark, locally owned and globally strong. So let's get to this week's program. I had an opportunity to talk with Masaru Yamada, who is an agricultural journalist in Japan. We did this by Skype, as I had learned that through the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists, there was an effort to provide assistance to people in Japan, especially ag journalists and their families who were affected by this disaster. So let's learn about what's going on there from Mas. Well, I'm speaking here with Masaru Yamada, and I'm going to let you, first of all, Mas, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, so we, for those who don't know you.
Okay, Chuck, my name is Masaru Yamada, senior staff writer with the Japan Agricultural Newspaper in Tokyo, and I've been covering mainly international-related agricultural news.
Well, I know that you are affiliated there with your country's Ag Journalist Guild. That's the Japan Agricultural Journalists Association. Mm-hmm. And through organizations like IFAJ, the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists, Cindy and I have mm-hmm. had a chance to meet you and some of your peers there. And we still will never forget our opportunity to visit when we had mm-hmm. the IFAJ mm-hmm. Congress there in 2007. So, especially mm-hmm. because we were able to visit the Sendai area, mm-hmm. this disaster that has taken place has really caught our attention and made us wonder about our friends there. So I thought maybe if we could just ask a few questions here and let you give mm-hmm. us a little perspective, and I'll just go ahead and start. First of all, how would you describe the extent of the damage as it relates to the agricultural areas and farms affected by this disaster?
Okay, Chuck. Yes, we did have very big disaster in Sendai area, but I have to tell you that so far it is very difficult to predict the total picture of the damage caused by the earthquake, tsunami, and radiation from the nuclear plant. Usually, the Ministry of Agriculture publish estimate damage caused by natural disasters such as drought or a flood within a week or so. But since we still have more than 16,000 missing people and extensive search are undertaken, how many damages in farming is not the priority job so far. Right. So we don't have any perfect picture of the damage caused by the disaster. But so far, the Ministry of Agriculture published that we have now 20,000 hectares or 50,000 acres of farmland was washed out by the tsunami, and it is a very significant damage to the area. But I can tell you we have more than 4.6 million hectares of cultivated land in Japan, so 20,000 hectares is just less than 0.5%. So you can easily understand food availability is not so so damaged severely.
Well, I was going to ask about that because I know we had seen or heard reports that, and maybe this is very localized, but that mm-hmm. the availability of food was somewhat scarce, but mm-hmm. maybe that relates more to being able to get food to certain places, right?
Yeah, we still have some kind of food shortage even in Kanto area, the metropolitan area, Tokyo and the Chiba City where I live. Yeah, you don't see much milk, or you don't see bottled water at supermarket. But in some places, yes, we do have some shortage in rice, but In a nutshell, we have not facing a difficulty to provide the basic food in total, and the situation is now getting better. The worst is over when it comes to availability of foods. Yes, we do. We still have some food shortage in some struggling area, but it's improving very significantly. Mm-hmm. So well, that's the situation we see.
Yeah, in the area that was damaged by the tsunami, what would be the kinds of agricultural farms that were in that area that would have been hit the hardest? I mean, what type of farming would we have seen this damage at?
I can say that the strawberries and rice and some other fruits and vegetables, that kind of stuff. And the picture was very severe, and it looks very severe. But actually, as I told you, the total land washed out by tsunami was just less than 1%. Mm-hmm. So it's severe for that area.
Yeah.
It's true. But when it comes to supply demand situation in of Japan, story is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, and you know, as an agricultural journalist, how have the conditions you've had to deal with, you know, what challenges have they presented to you in terms of covering the story of what this does mean to agriculture?
Well, you know, as a journalist, we always told that you have to go to the place where the news happens, and you know. Go and cover policy is a basic principle for journalists, and we have dispatched young journalists to the place hit by a tsunami. But we have problems such as lack of information, lack of transportation, and it is extremely difficult for journalists to cover this disaster. And that's short run. It's improving these days, but also we are seeing the very difficulty coming from the radiation. You know, in some area, the level of radiation is extremely high. It's not safe. So we have many difficulties which we have not seen before.
Well, it would be fair to say then, I guess, that at this point you still are dealing with the immensity of what happened there, and this is going to, although probably, like you said, maybe the worst is over, there is still a lot of work to be done, and it's going to take some time to really gauge the complete impact of what's happened, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Well, the worst is over. I mean, the worst is over is something like transport, local transportation, and the food availability in the area. But real threat to the farmers, I mean, is coming now. I mean, that the radiation, the harmful rumors, the consumer do not buy locally grown food or something. So the real agricultural damage we are going to see is very severe.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way: public perception can be fickle, and it can be very sometimes maybe not necessarily based on good information, but hopefully that's what the journalists will be doing. And speaking of that, I know that the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists, IFAJ, is coordinating an assistance effort. What can we do to help our Japanese counterparts over there, and what would be the kinds of things that are most needed at this time?
I think that the providing proper and very accurate and fair information to their leaders must be the top priority, and that we are expecting for IFAJ to do. And you know, scientifically speaking, we always have risks from radiation, and some food produced near the area might be dangerous. So we have to segregate safe food and dangerous food, and we are not allowed to market that dangerous food. I mean the high level of radiation and etc. But based on the scientific base regulation, we can sell our product to consumers without any problems. So based the scientific base report is very important for agricultural journalists. It's very important, not only in Japan, but also in the world. That's what I am feeling right now.
So one of the things, if I heard correctly then, is for us as journalists outside of Japan, is to make sure that we're getting good information and reporting that properly, because that really ultimately will be something that I think you said could be of most benefit in the long run, to make sure that we don't have misperceptions about what exactly has happened and what that means to the consumers of the food that you produce.
Yeah, that's right. That's the most important thing that agriculture journalists have to do.
Right. Well, is there anything else that you would like people to know outside of Japan about, what farmers are facing and what you all as agricultural journalists are facing at this time that we didn't touch on?
Well, the agriculture or the farming industry of Japan is facing very difficulties, and if the agriculture of Japan goes shrinking, the agricultural journalism cannot survive. So we have to support our Japanese farmers as much as we can, and we really appreciate your support for the Japanese agriculture. That's what I'd like to say.
Well, I really can't thank you enough, Maz. That it's been great to talk to you and hear your voice and know that you're okay and your family as well, because you all have families too, and I'm sure some of those, for some of the ag journalists, are probably out on the farm for that matter as well. So
yeah. Okay, thank you.
Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.